Hey friends! Before we start today's show, we want to give a quick shout out to a few members of our Patreon family.
That's right! We want to send out a big hola to our amigos Clara, Allie, and their mama, Kelsey Jo. Hola amigos! We're so happy to know that you all enjoy the show. We work really hard on it, writing songs, stories, games, and to know that you all are listening, maybe in el coche, or in la cocina, or maybe even a different cuarto in your hogar, makes us muy feliz. Muchas gracias for being such special listeners, and we hope you all have a lot of fun with today's episode.
We also want to give a shout out to our amigas Cici and her mama Allison. Hola, amigas. I just noticed that you all live in Indiana, which borders the state where Vanessa and I used to live, Kentucky. That part of the country is so beautiful, especially during the spring and the autumn, or la primavera y el otoño. I wonder if you all have a favorite estación, or season. My guess is that it's primavera. That was definitely my favorite season when I lived in Kentucky. Vanessa, Milo, Mr. Mouse, Mrs. Elephant, and I want to say thank you so much for your generous support of our show. We're so grateful to have such special listeners, and we hope to see you all at the next virtual Eat Your Spanish get-together.
Yeah, thanks so much, amigas. And thanks again to everyone in our Patreon familia. We depend on your support to keep our show on the air, and it really means the world to us. If you'd like to join our familia and receive special learning activities and free downloads of every Spanish song you've heard on the podcast, you can find our Patreon at www.patreon.com/eatyourspanish, or just click on the link in the podcast description. Now on with the show.
Hello friends.
Hola amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
A estar contigo.
Are you hungry? To sing and play,
a cantar y jugar,
'cause on our menu,
porque en el menu
is Spanish today. Everybody sing.
Eat your Spanish, eat your Spanish, eat your Spanish with us today.
Did you say spinach?
No, I said Spanish.
Okay.
Eat your Spanish with us today.
Eat your Spanish!
With Mrs. Elephant.
And Mr. Mouse.
Oh, La Ducha, my little escape. Such a magical place. Oh, I can't wait to hop into this steamy shower and get all scrubbed up with some nice smelling jabon or soap. I guess I better get my shower cap on first, though. Can't go getting my scalp wet today. Gets so dry these days. Whew. Gotta let it rest sometimes and let all my head grease do its thing. Let's see, where did I put that shower cap? Oh, here it is. Nice and steamy in the corner. Just gonna open it up and place it on my head. Oh my heavens to Betsy, what on earth are you doing in my shower cap? And what is this goo all over your body and dripping down my head?
Oops! Sorry about that, Mrs. Elephant. Looks like I've got some explaining to do. I had a little snack attack earlier, so I dug in my closet and I pulled out a delicious muffin that I'd been saving for a few years. And I decided to bring it upstairs and eat it in the shower, like I sometimes do when I feel like multitasking. But then, all of a sudden, the muffin started to melt in the hot water, and it turned into a pile of goo inside of your shower cap. Then when I saw the goo, I thought, maybe I'd like to take a bath instead. So I hopped into the goo, and it was so comfy and delicious that I fell asleep.
Oh, Mr. Mouse.
Sorry, Mrs. Elephant.
Well, at least you do smell nice. Kind of like blueberries or bobo ninis, as Milo likes to call them in his baby language. Anyways, I just wanted to take a quick shower before we answer the Spanish question from one of our special listeners this week.
Oh, that's today? Hooray! I love making these episodes.
Me too. I guess now's as good a time as any to start the episode. I can always take una ducha afterwards. Does that sound good to you, Mr. Mouse?
Yes, please!
Okay, here we go.
It's time for Spanish Word of the Week. For if it's learning Spanish that you seek, you'll be so impressed with all the words you can speak. It's time for Spanish Word of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Mouse. Hola, amigos. Me llamo Mrs. Elephant.
Y me llamo Mr. Mouse.
Mr. Mouse, would you like to go on and announce who this week's very special listener is?
Oh, yeah. Here I go. This week's special listener is... Aaliyah!
Hooray!
Aaliyah, ¿cuál es tu pregunta?
Hola, my name is Aaliyah. I was wondering how you say muffin in Spanish and how do you say shower cap in Spanish. Hola, adios. Thank you.
Hola, Aaliyah. Oh my heavens, I plumb can't believe my ears. Did you just say shower cap and muffin? This might be the most incredible coincidence of my entire life.
Aaliyah, do you have magical powers? It's like your question made its way all the way into Mrs. E's shower cap and into my brain, too. Maybe that's why that muffin craving hit me so hard.
Well, what a wild way to start the day. Okay, my magical amiga, I reckon we ought to answer your incredible questions. Mr. Mouse, let's start with the word muffin. How do you say muffin in Spanish?
Good question. Muffin is one of those words in Spanish that has more than one name. We can simply say muffin, or in some Spanish-speaking countries, it's called el panquecito. Let's try the second one since the first one is a cognate. Repeat after me, amigos. El panquecito.
El panquecito.
El panquecito.
El panquecito. Muy bien, amigos. That was lovely pronunciation. I sure am proud of y'all.
Yeah, me too, amigos. Bien hecho. Nice work. Now only one more word to go, and that word is shower cap. To say shower cap, in Spanish we say el gorro de ducha. So repeat after me, amigos. Let's get those rolling R sounds. El gorro de ducha.
El gorro de ducha.
El gorro de ducha.
El gorro de ducha. Wow, amigos, excelente!
Yeah, muy bien! And for any other mice out there listening, I highly, highly recommend taking a baño, or a bath, and un gorro de ducha. But instead of using soap or jabón, just use un panquecito instead. It gets so mushy, and it makes you smell like blueberries. Or in Spanish, arándanos. Or in Milo language, boboninis.
Boboninis.
Oh, that Milo really is something else with all his cute little made-up words. Well, amigos, now that we've answered Aaliyah's incredible questions, that can only mean one thing.
Time for the goodbye song. Muchas gracias for hanging out with us. Are you all ready to sing La Canción de Adiós with us? All right, here we go.
Adiós, mi buen amigo.
Goodbye, my good friend.
Hasta luego.
See you later.
See you later, my good friend.
Adiós, amigos. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios!